from the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Here's your latest agricultural update with Ron Hayes.
Howdy, neighbors. Beef Buzz time. Bob Langard is with the McDonald's Corporation. He's in charge of their sustainability efforts, and he talked recently with the cattle industry about that subject. We're back with Bob right after this. Cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction's coming up Friday, February 21st, broadcast live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite Channel 232, or on the internet at www.superiorclicktobid.com. It starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, Superior Sunrise, the program before it at 7:30. 29,000 head on this go-round, 300 Holsteins, 8,500 yearling steers, 2,800 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves, 7,700 calves on cows, and 500 replacement heifers, bred heifers, and bred cows. For more information about when the particular lots of cattle will be selling, or just more information, you can call Superior Video Livestock Auction at 800-422-2117. 800-422-2117, or go to their website at superiorlivestock.com. Next Superior Livestock sale, Friday, February 21st. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. We're talking today with Bob Langard from McDonald's, Vice President for Sustainability. And Bob, everybody's got a different definition of sustainability, and I know that you were trying to articulate what McDonald's vision of sustainability is to the cattle industry here today at their annual convention. What is sustainability in the minds of the folks associated with McDonald's?
Well, the way we're looking at that nebulous term and trying to crystallize it to make it more clear for the McDonald's system is really looking at sustainability being defined as not only making a positive difference for society, but helping it grow your business. So we're linking those two concepts together so that sustainability is now like a shared value, doing good for society, driving our businesses forward.
You caused quite a stir within the industry when the announcement came from McDonald's just a few weeks ago now that you were looking at wanting to source most of your beef or a significant amount of your beef from sustainable production units by 2016.
We want to start purchasing sustainable beef by 2016, and I hope what you mentioned related to the stir is a positive stir. You know, part of my message to the beef community is look at sustainability not as a problem, not as a burden, but as an opportunity to grow our business. At McDonald's, we see this as a great opportunity. Beef is one of our growth platforms. Customers are wanting changes with how we address sustainability, and they're willing to reward companies that do that. So this is customer-driven. This is where it emanates from. And, you know, we're looking at this causing a stir of positive support and getting the cattle industry to not look at it as something that's an albatross to carry, but as a way to advance their business as well.
You point to the consumer. Why this interest in sustainable things?
Well, you know, boy, that's a good question. Why have things changed? All I can tell you is that our research, and customer's king for us, research shows that the biggest trend that we're seeing from consumers over the last 5-7 years is they really care about food, where it comes from, how the animals are treated, how we treat the earth, how the people are treated as well. And they are having high expectations of companies and brands like ours, and they're willing to reward us, and they're willing to punish us if we don't meet those expectations. So we got to change. Change is not easy sometimes. Look at the way we've changed our menu over the last 10 years to meet some of these new needs. If we don't change, you know, our businesses are going to wither, and we don't want that to happen.
You alluded to the fact that up to now that you feel that maybe McDonald's has done the best job in pursuing the sustainable goal. In fact, I think you gave yourself the company a grade on stage there earlier today.
Yeah, you know, in terms of grading us, in terms of communicating and reaching the consumer and communicating what we do, we're not doing a good job. And I think we have a shared failure with all of food and ag. I don't think any of us are doing a good job explaining to the American consumer how good and wonderful it is about where our beef comes from and even all of our other food products. You know, but we need to build on the fact that we have a great system of affordable, safe, high-quality food. But now sustainability is part of it. And we need to be very transparent with that and provide more measurement. We've got to prove to the consumer. We can't just say it.
Seems that as you try to get your arms around this, that you're inviting, and you did invite the cattle producers here today, that you're wanting their input, that you're really wanting the industry to help shape this thing, what it looks like.
We view ourselves as just one voice in this puzzle. That's why we're just one member of the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, which is a whole bunch of stakeholders all the way from farm to fork that are creating a scientific definition of what sustainable beef is. So we don't want a McDonald's definition, by the way. We want it defined by those that actually produce beef. We're a restaurant company, not raisers of cattle. So we're looking for the whole value chain of who produces beef and who sells it, and even the NGOs and academics that are involved to rally together to come up with this way of defining sustainable beef.
And, you know, as you think about that, how does that sustainable beef then fit into your overall menu and the other products that you're bringing together, almost like a concert for producers or for consumers?
Well, look at our menu today. You know, what you see is a lot of beef in our menu board, and beef is at the very core of what we do. That's how we started our business in 1955. We've got five branded hamburgers on our menu that are multi-billion dollar brands, each and one themselves. Beef is one of the four growth platforms of our business going forward. So we have a lot of self-interest in promoting and selling more beef, and we see sustainability as being an absolutely critical towards achieving that end. But we're not going to do it without, you know, the entire supply chain, you know, kind of getting on board and seeing this as an opportunity, not as a risk to be mitigated.
When you look out, how do you see this whole journey going? In other words, how do you get from today to fully your supply chain full of sustainable beef?
Well, let's take it chronologically. This would be a dream come true. This year, the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef is defining principles and criteria. We expect that to be done by the end of this year. So next year, all that has to be figured out, how are we going to make these global principles apply to regional differences? I mean, sustainable beef is different in Montana versus Brazil versus Australia. So I think there's some indicators that need to be developed. And there's best practices already out there that we need to magnify and scale. I think a big challenge for us is going to be to develop the metrics and measurements for this. I am convinced. From talking to the ranchers, they claim they're already sustainable. And you know what? I actually believe them, except that we got to prove it now. So I think we need to migrate towards definitions, indicators, proof points, and then ultimately get this in front of the consumer so that they are liking beef more than ever.
So really the key is take the practices of today, enhance them, and then prove that they're being done.
And along the way, we need to take a look at this kind of transparent world we live in. I mean, isn't it just unbelievably transparent how you and I could talk and all of a sudden a million people can know what we're talking about? It didn't used to be that way 20 years ago. And, you know, if we look at some of this radical transparency as being a negative, because, hey, let's face it, there's some negative things that have been shown about food and ag that, you know, none of us like. But that's just a small sliver of what's out there. You know, the ag system's great. We need to use the radical transparency to show the good of what we're doing. So these things, I would just add that layer on. Let's use social media and other ways to bring these facts, these proof points to the consumer.
Bob Langert, who's in charge of the sustainability plan for McDonald's when it comes to the beef industry, saying he wants to work with the beef industry to try to make this a win-win-win, really, for McDonald's, for cattle producers, as well as for consumers. That's your online edition of the Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.